Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room, presented by Sharp. Bob Popper with two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. And David, we're going to focus on Jason Pierre-Paul and kind of a mixed bag this season. And we're going to take a look at a play against Kansas City in which the Giants got a good result.
We're going to show some of his big-time impact plays. You see JPP going one-on-one against Eric Fisher, but they're going to run a simple scheme. They're going to run their shovel pass, thing that JPP is smart about doing. Washing down the offensive tackle, Eric Fisher, who's trying to work to the backside linebacker. That little push throws him off to where he can't get there. Keeping his eyes on the quarterback, on the football, is able to respond, react, come up with a big hit on Kelsey that created an interception for Snacks Harrison in this defense.
Yeah, good awareness there by JPP and finishing the play. You know, we talked about getting pressure on the quarterback, something the Giants didn't get. But he can use that speed rush to his advantage.
He really can. He uses his speed rush and the power, but also can change it up systematically. We're going to see him going now back again to that right defensive end position, going up against Russell Okung, the left tackle for the Los Angeles Chargers. Gets Russell Okung's feet all tied up, is able to work his hands to the club to the back outside, and is able to get that pressure on Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, so JPP using his speed on that play. Obviously, one of the things that he's done very well throughout the course of his career is his hustle on the run play, and we see him doing that in this next
yes,
play.
Yes, we do. We see hustle, but showing strength and power at the point of attack. Now you see him going up to the head-up four position on the left tackle, Russell Okung. You see that the Chargers are coming out in their offensive system. They're just looking to press it out. And, you know, this is one-on-one. You see him work the leverage, take the inside move, stacks, gets his hands to the inside leverage, is able to press Okung to exactly where they're trying to cut back with this run with Gordon, sheds, gets off of the block, key tackle by JPP.
Now, one of the things about JPP, I mean, he played at the end of the year with a broken finger on his bad hand, so he was playing with a club which really limited him. But, David, you know, a lot of the sacks came against Washington in the two games. How do the Giants get more consistency out of them?
I think, number one, it comes down to with their ability on first and second down to stop the run, to get in third and long positions. But, two, like we said, the potential and what we were expecting out of JPP, it's got to be consistent work, and you need to set it up each and every pass rush that you have. So, for JPP, I know that the bull rush has worked for him, but when you're getting stuck and you're not getting that pressure, he has to rely on these secondary moves so he can get off of the blocks instead of getting locked up and letting an offensive line hold him for that 3 to 4 seconds it needs to get that pressure.
All right, that's a look at Jason Pierre-Paul. For David Deal, I'm Bob Papa. Inside the Film Room, presented by Sharp.